WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, we explored rip currents, what they are and how they form, but there are some misunderstandings about rip currents. One of the biggest myths is that rip currents pull you under. A rip current is actually a horizontal motion and not a vertical motion. Rip currents do not pull people under the water, they pull people away from the shore. The rip current is typically the strongest about a foot off the bottom, which can cause your feet to be knocked out from under you, making it feel like something under the water was pulling you. This is where the incorrect term undertow comes from. Signs that a rip current is present are very subtle and difficult for most beachgoers to identify. You can look for differences in the water color, water motion, incoming wave shape, or breaking point compared to adjacent conditions. Also look for these clues which may or may not be visible. Channel of churning, choppy water. A line of foam, seaweed, or debris moving steadily seaward. An area having a notable difference in water color. A break in the incoming wave pattern. The first line of defense is to not get caught in a rip current, of course. Some good swimming practices include never swim alone, don't swim at night, swim where there is a lifeguard, stay at least 100 feet from piers and jetties, use polarized sunglasses. They may help identify signs of rip currents. If you are caught in one, remain calm. The rip current is pulling you out to sea, so swim parallel to the shore to get out of it. If you see someone in trouble, throwing them a flotation device like a cooler or a life vest or a beach ball can help. By just floating, the rip current will gradually weaken as it gets further from the immediate beach. If you have questions about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.